Everyone, hey, it is your girl Precious Williams, and this is the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. I am your host, Precious Williams. Every week I come here every Sunday to talk about the tips, tricks, and techniques you need to really pitch yourself, your business, your book, your brand, your product or service out there to gain visibility, to gain new customers, and to, you know, show up for your older customers, to build loyalty and everything with your business or your brand. Are you a speaker? This is a great place for you to be. I've been a professional speaker since I was 16 years old. If you're an entrepreneur, this is a great place to meet other entrepreneurs who are on their glow up. And so why should you listen to me? I am Precious Williams, the killer pitch master. I'm a 13-time national elevator pitch champion, and I truly love the art of pitching. And as a 13-time champion, I've been on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine, CNN. I've been in movies and documentaries around the world. I've had a billboard in Times Square for my first book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. I have also, my second billboard goes up on May 24th for Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. And so on the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show, the reason why I created this show is because there's a lot of information out there from others who are just giving you a song and dance about, you know, pitching and really getting out there. And oftentimes what is forgotten about is, you know, the foundation of pitching. And so, yes, it's great to have a lot of customers. It's great to have corporate clients. It's great to have individual clients. It's great to have people who are on the low end scale and people all the way to the high end scale. But let's get it popping and talk about some real stuff. Let's get it popping and talk about the real. The reality of the situation is you have to attract the tribe that fits your vibe. And in attracting a tribe that fits your vibe, what are you really saying to them? How are you really, really different? And the reason why I ask you these questions is because if you can't differentiate yourself in the marketplace, then no one's going to find you. And so I have no problem being controversial, just like I have no problem being Black on both sides. My ability to cut through the clutter and to show up as I want to be seen, not as society wants to make me feel like I have to be, is what makes me different. So for me, I think that, you know, you all coming here each week and asking me particular questions is just awesome. And so as we begin today's episode on, so today's episode is on where does the money really reside? Where the money reside? Where the money reside? Where the money reside? Where the money reside? And so I get this question, all of the time. And so for me, the reason why I wanted to talk about this, sorry, someone was contacting me. And so let me put my phone. You always know when you start something and your phone starts to blow up and you're like, hey, I'm live. And you forgot to, you know, silence your phone. So let me silence my phone because y'all are my priority right now. And so I want to know that I'm here talking to the right people. So in the comments, let me know, you know, who you are. Give me your name. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a speaker, or if you're ready to give birth to something new, whether it's a book, a brand, a business, a product, a service. And also, why are you here today? Is it to learn about where does the money reside? Where does the money reside? Does it reside in hanging with celebrities? Does it reside in paying influencers to get your business out there? Where does the money really reside? And I'm going to share with you where I really believe the money resides and has resided for me and my clients. So let's talk about where the money resides. And for those of you who are new to coming to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show, this episode is all about where does the money really reside. I want you all to know that as the Killer Pitch Master, I specialize in creating elevator pitches, media pitches, investor pitches, speaker pitches, interview pitches, and sales pitches, whether it's for big companies and corporations to individual entrepreneurs and speakers who are looking to break out. Right. And so I even created a free quiz. If you go to this website, it's called pitchingforprofit.com. Again, Tina, put it in the comments. I know how my girl likes it. My client always on point. Go to the site, pitchingforprofit.com. Even as I'm talking, feel free to take my quick 6-question quiz. And it's going to share with you some ideas of how to really, you know, take your pitch to the next level and how you should be proceeding out in the marketplace. This is not a place where I want you to come to, oh, this is the perfect formula for you. There is no perfect formula. What you say in the financial services is not what you're going to say in real estate. It's not what you're going to say in different industries. So me being the killer pitch master, I'm going to see things in you that you're not going to see in yourself. And that's what I pitch to. I pitch to what your audience needs to hear, not what you want to say. Does that make sense? And so if you take this free 6-question quiz, it's going to give you a customized report that's going to set you on the right path for really getting out there and getting the type of visibility that you need. So if you're looking to get a free customized report that's going to help you after this show is over, go and take this quiz. Go to pitchingforprofit.com. And as we're getting ready to talk, I want to know from y'all, do y'all really want to know where the money resides? Let's get it popping. So number one, where does the money really reside? Number one, your money really resides in your visibility in the marketplace. So you might be wondering, Precious, I thought we were talking about networking. No, we are talking about networking. What's going on LinkedIn in your profile? What's going on LinkedIn? What are you posting about? What are you posting about on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Clubhouse? What are you posting about? Are you regurgitating other people's messages, or are you throwing out some of your own hot content? Are you asking people questions? Are you establishing yourself as the number one authority in your zone of genius? I'm a pitch master. I don't talk about a lot of things that other people talk about because that's not my zone of genius. What is in your social media postings? What's in your bio? What can people look you up to see if you really are who you say you are? The reason why this relates back to networking is because there are people who are constantly looking at what you're doing and they're making judgments about you ain't who you say you are. You starting off with this idea. You started with an idea a year ago. Now you're onto something else. You got to be consistent in this game. Well, I was on the phone with the head of program at a major network because the same thing we talked about when we met in February of last year at the LinkedIn conference, last year in 2020, it's the same thing we're talking about this year. But I've stepped my game up so much, even in a pandemic and economic downturn and social unrest, I was still booked and busy and tripled my revenue. How's that possible? I'm still black on both sides. It's because the more I kept speaking, the more I realized that my physical speaking engagements were going to be over because of COVID. How do I get into the bigger spaces? I had to demonstrate that I truly am the best in the world at what I do. And so even if I got to sit in this chair all day, every day from 6 a.m. in the morning to midnight, I'm going hard in the paint. Support and no support. I'm going to show you why I'm the best. I need y'all to get on your feet. Why are you the best at what you do? Visibility, as the great Dr. Sherwood says, trumps ability every day. When you're visible, people always want to know, how did you get there? How are these people coming to you? What's so special about you? You got to be visible. You got to be putting out content that is, and I ain't saying you got to do it every day, but if you really want to be respected in this game, where is your visibility right now? What kind of content are you putting out there? You got to have people engaged in what you're saying. So if you're regurgitating what everybody else is saying, you're having a problem right now because you can't differentiate yourself in the marketplace. What does the money reside? Get visible. And I don't care what your friends and family say. Oh, you talking too much. They ain't your clients. No way. They're not your network. Be very clear who your clients and your prospects are. It's not your family and friends. They're not going to buy from you. And if they don't, so freaking what? They're not your network. They don't understand. Most people will never understand how talented you are until others respect you. So go get that respect. Go make them respect you. Put some respect on your name. Number two. In order to truly get to where the money resides, you have to do what others won't do. What won't others do? Others will talk a good game about how you ain't really pretty enough. You ain't tall enough. You ain't got this degree. You ain't got this and that. Okay, neither do they. Why are you listening to them? If you're looking up at the Oprahs, the Tyler Perrys, the Sarah Bakelys, the Bill Gates, the Mark Zuckerberg, the Elon Musk, they're going to do things that most people won't do. But you know what most people will do? They'll talk bad about that person, but they will never step in the ring and fight. You listen to a lot of their stories. Some of them went through some hell to get to where they were. They lived in their cars. They scraped together money to do this and that. Some things happened and some things didn't. Sometimes they had events that nobody showed up at. You know what? They kept going. They kept going. Are y'all willing to put some skin in the game like that? And is it scary? Of course it is. But you have to be willing to do what others want to do. There are people right now who are like, oh, I won't have an event. I got to always be on other people's thing. Man, fuck that. I'm not going to be on everybody else's thing. I'm having an event on May 22nd. I would love for you all to show up at, because you're going to see some of my network. You're going to see some of my heavy hitters. on May 22nd, but I'll talk about that a little later. But it's a live and a virtual event. If you're in the New York area, I would love for you to come out because it's going to be in Brooklyn at Sweet Love. But if you can get a virtual ticket, that's cool too. I got some surprises for you. Anyway, you need to be out there doing your own thing. You don't, listen, when I tell you God needs no cosigners, he doesn't. If he gave you a vision, I need you to bust your butt to make it happen. So while other people are saying, oh, I wouldn't do that. Why are you listening? You need to do what God placed in your heart to do. I ain't worried about what she say. I ain't worried about that. If you're looking for support from all these other people, they're never going to support you because they can't even support their own dreams. So I'm going to need you to do what others won't do so you can live the life that they always talked about. Am I right or wrong? Where does the money reside? You have to do what others won't do to get to where the money resides. And it's going to require people to ridicule you, to humiliate you, to talk bad about you. They talking grizzly on your name. But it's cool. Because as you climb this ladder, you will remember everybody who spit at you and say, oh, okay. But you looking at, like, what did Cardi B say? She was on Love & Hip Hop's reunion or something. I don't know what she was. And there was a woman in the audience who talked bad about her for years. And the woman was in the audience. She said, now you watching me. I don't even know you like that. You watching me. Why are you here? You said I was a stripper. I know a lot of people who said she ain't pretty. She ain't this. She ain't that. You're still watching me though. I don't know who you are. I don't have time to spend time yelling at people and talking to people who don't matter. The only person that matters is what God tells you to do and you get it done. Are you going to have some failures? Hell yeah. Everybody has them. But don't let that stop you, because the harder you go, the more you get into it, the more you're going to see that you're going to encounter more levels and more devils. And you got to fight your way through it, and you got to move through a room full of vultures. Do what others won't do. So when they're talking that grizzly on your name, remember they're talking about you. You don't even know who they are. Number three, where does the money reside? You have to be strategic about how you move into certain networks, right? So a lot of us, we ain't got $25,000 to be in everybody's coaching program and stuff like that. Okay, how else can you get to people? How else? Do you have a strategy in place? You need to get someone who can help you do that and strategize how to get there. And you can't just reach out to people. Do you have all your business collateral, your marketing materials in place? Is your LinkedIn profile on point? Is everywhere they go, can they find positivity about you? Is your media kit out there? Is your speaking engagements out there? Is what you're posting positive, or at least does it speak to what you're doing? Where does the money reside? They should be able to tell immediately that you're different. Why is the name of my book Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only? It's because I don't want the average woman to come to me. I want the woman who wants to be a bad bitch and is ready to break out her shell and wants to step into her next beautiful now. And yes, I work with men. Yes. But you can't come at me at the startup phase. I want you to come at me with a little bit of success in your pocket and be like, let's get it popping. That's the kind of woman I want. And you have to understand that everybody is not your client. As much as you say you want everybody, you really don't. You really don't. You want those who recognize your value and step to you correctly. So how do you strategically get to them? Do you even know who in your network are your diamonds? I bet you don't know. So you need someone who can instruct you on how to see who the diamonds are and put you in the right path so that they can notice you and you reach out and they respond. That's why I know investors. That's why I know media people, philanthropists. I know all of these kind of people. Y'all don't know who I know because I don't put them on blast most of the time. In order to attract the network who's going to give you where the money resides, you have to incentivize them to do so, but you also have to step up and step out.
Are you a public speaker that struggles to get booked for speaking engagement? Do you need a killer elevator pitch to attract media attention and investor interest? Hello, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. I have written this book because I want to help women entrepreneurs get explosive sales, take their public speaking and their pitching skills to the next level, and get all the attention and interest that they need right now. You can find my book now for purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. And so my first three things I said, you need to be more visible. You need to be creating the type of content that attracts people. Number two, you have to do what others won't do to get to where you need to go, where the money resides. All these big time people that you notice, the reason why you notice them is because they did what others wouldn't do to get to where they are. And they had naysayers, haters, and everything. And they still did what they had to do. And that's why you remember them and you don't remember the haters. And number three, you have to strategize about how to get the VIPs to notice you. Many of us, we only like to hear the big time people, not knowing that the real people who got the where the money reside are behind the scenes and you never see pictures of them. That's the kind of people I like to roll with. You never see pictures of them, but they're like the major chess players. They can move you into positions you never even knew existed. How do you think I got to Harvard? How do you think I got a lot of speaking engagements? How do you think I tripled my revenue in a time when people were losing their jobs and their businesses were failing? You got to know, is your network helping you to push forward or is it stagnant? You need to build and rebuild your network with the right kind of people. So I'm going to talk about my next six later. I just wanted to get through everyone's comments because I respect every comment. If you all come to my show every Sunday, y'all know I respect every comment. And I thank you all for being here. Okay, so now we're going to go to my last two things. What does the money reside? Where the money reside? Where the money reside? Where the money reside? My first three things, visibility. If you are visible, you have to create the right type of content that's going to get people to come to you. You got to give them a reason to come. Don't regurgitate what Tony Robbins, Les Brown, don't regurgitate. Create your own shit. Make them come to you. Put some respect on that name. Put some respect on your name. Number two, you got to do what others won't do. When other people tell you what won't work, you still do it anyway because they don't know because I ain't never done it. So why are you spending your time listening to people who ain't done shit? You out there and do your shit. If it don't work, at least you say you do it. Girl, I want to be 80 years old in a rocking chair just going in. Like, girl, you remember when I said I couldn't do it, girl? But, you know, I was on Shark Tank. They told me I couldn't, girl. And they're like, girl, yeah. Girl, I was 327 pounds, but I was pulling a Hollywood actor. Girl, yeah. They told me I was too fat, too black, and no Ivy League degree. Girl, but I was speaking at Harvard, and I had that man. What? Stop playing. He had me on Seth holding my hand, but I was too big and too fat. That's cute, though. And number three, how do you strategically get to the VIPs? And again, some of y'all are only looking for the name VIPs. I'm telling you, the best people you should have in your network, they don't ever want to be seen. They like the chess play. They putting you in position. They don't need to be seen. That's how powerful they are. Don't go with the names because there are a lot of people y'all don't know. So when you're at networking events, you're going to see people that you think have no game and they running the whole thing. I'm trying to tell y'all, I know this game. I've been a professional speaker since I was 16 and I'm 42, which means I put in 26 years of game into this. You don't know who I know. You don't know who the head of program at a major network is, but I was on the phone with her today and she owed me a phone call back because she had to talk to her friend. But you know, I got at her. So here's number four. You have to create your own noise and buzz. So many of us, we want to be on everybody else's conferences and events, and that's great. But I need you all to step out into your own. You may say to yourself, no one's going to come. Even if that's true, you'll learn so many wonderful lessons. You may get upset that your family and friends don't want to purchase tickets. Sometimes they need to see other people respect you before they can. And as sad as that sounds, that's what happens, right? I come from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri, and I was always told so many bad things about myself from my parents to, you know, just growing up. Do you know today they respect me so much because they say you kept going no matter what. And I was like, I was never convinced that the man on the white horse was going to come and whisk me away. You know, I was a chocolate girl wonder. So I had to go ahead and make it happen. And do you know what it's like to be 42 years old, to look in the mirror and love what I see? I grew into my looks. And even if everybody thinks I'm ugly, I think I'm beautiful because not only am I God's creation, I survived 2 attempts on my life. And I'm clean and sober. I've been clean and sober for 4.5 years. The doll is 42. I want y'all to see me. This is what I look like. No makeup. This is what I look like. And I love it. I'm not pimpled out. I'm like none of it. Like, you know, I may have some dark spots, but you know what? I earned it. I used to look at my grandmother. She was in her 60s. I thought she was the flyest woman I'd ever seen in my life. I was like, man, no Halle Berry can touch my grandma. She hella pretty. But you know what? She created her own noise and buzz because she would just fly like that, wearing her white diamonds in these streets. Quit playing with me. So I want you to create noise and buzz for yourself, which goes back into visibility. I want to thank Dinette Little because she encouraged me to have a live event on May 22nd. And for those of you who are afraid about the pandemic, we're going to have COVID approved practices. And for some of you who are just like, listen, I'll come virtually. I promise you it's going to be worth your time and your effort. You're going to enjoy yourself. And I so appreciate you all for coming through and really getting a glimpse of what we're going to do. In fact, my friend, I was just in Baltimore yesterday. Y'all know I just had surgery on Wednesday. I had surgery. I am sore and I am tired. But you know what gives me so much passionate energy? Because I want to see you all give birth to your next beautiful now. If you really want to know where the money resides, sometimes it's going when you're tired and you're hurting. Because there are people who don't even know you exist. And when they find out you exist, they can follow you to the ends of the earth. Do you know I have clients who will buy everything I do, who will push me out there, who will come to everything I do? Because I show up consistently and they know that's how I show up for them. So if you really want to know where the money resides, it's in your network. The reason why some of you all aren't progressing is because your network isn't helping you. You've gotten comfortable with the okey-doke. You've gotten comfortable being with people at the same level. I need you to get to people who are at a higher level. They will encourage you and they will push you higher. And it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to hurt your feelings sometimes. Some people are going to get in that booty. Like Sharon Monet be in my butt all the time about my books. I'd be scared to see her come and be like, all right. But I'm a 3-time number one best-selling author. My billboard's going to be in Times Square on May 24th. Stop playing with me. I don't beg for speaking engagements. Do you know it's in my inbox every time I wake up in the morning? Stop playing with me, y'all. I'm speaking at an event this week with the American Banker. I'm a pitch master. They even have me on the website page. It's two women who look nothing like me, and there's me. Do you know what that means? I step my game up so much. I'm with the American Banker. I'm not a banker. I'm speaking at Harvard. Don't got no Ivy League degree. Writing best-selling books. I want that for y'all. I want y'all to have the same success my clients are having. When they're getting 2-year corporate training contracts, they're showing up on Shark Tank, winning $100,000 investments. When they're putting in proposals to companies and corporations and just slaying the game. That's what I want for y'all. Give birth to your next beautiful now. So start creating noise and buzz for yourself. Start doing webinars and stuff like that. And yes, it's scary to think no one's going to show up, but we all have had that fear and we keep going anyway. Dinette, I'll tell you, I was on the phone. I was like, what if nobody shows up? She's like, people already bought tickets. I was like, yeah. She was like, it's the nature of the game. And now we're selling for real. And I thank you. And she said, people come at the last minute anyway. And I was like, yeah. But the thing is, you got to show up consistently. You got to give them a reason to show up. So create noise and buzz. Create your own webinars. Go on lives. Give people a reason to like you. Talk about your origin story. You know, it ain't about buy my shit. You ain't got to buy the shit. Just hear where I'm coming from because I'm just like you. I don't have 6-pack abs. I don't have a Brazilian butt lift. I got stretch marks. My breasts aren't as perky as they were when I was 23. And this man told me, you have a body like Serena Williams. Okay. I'm not ashamed of being 42 years old. I'm not, y'all shouldn't be ashamed of where y'all are. Everything starts small and gets bigger. Don't despise small beginnings. And finally, number five, be true to yourself and don't follow the crowd. It's tempting to want to go to all of these big events and listen to gurus and think that their success is going to impute to you. Most likely it won't. So if you really want to know where the money resides, go to places where you might not be represented as much and blow them out of the water. You're thinking you need to be at $100,000 plus, not $100,000 plus. I mean, where all the big thing is, you can be in intimate spaces and slay the game. I was at an event where I was talking to like 10 people and 9 people signed up to be my clients. Think about that. Don't follow the crowd. Follow the vision that God gave you. Things start in fits and starts. And so the crowd is going to tell you, just do the stable thing. Just do whatever they're doing. And they're miserable. I don't want y'all to have a miserable life. I want y'all to go hard in the paint. So I definitely want you all, if you all have questions, those are the things that I want you to build and rebuild your network. I want you to pitch for profit. I want you to go to where the money truly resides. And it's in others that you're not utilizing up there. Start creating your own events. Start doing live. Start getting yourself out there. Start letting the network know where you are and how to find you. And come to my event on May 22nd in Brooklyn. It's going to be live and it's going to be virtual. As you all know, I take great pride in my show called Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. Today was all about where the money resides, where the money resides. And a lot of us believe that if we have the big names, that's going to build us up. My thing to you is, I don't care how many pictures you have with Les Brown, Tony Robbins, all that, that is not the way. The way to do it is to build your visibility, create your own noise and buzz, making sure that the VIPs can see you. And the VIPs are not the people you think they are. There are people who literally watch you on a daily to see how consistent you are, to see if they're ready to jump in. Don't be afraid to get in people's inboxes. But before you get into their inboxes, make sure that your marketing collateral is popping. Do you have a speaker one? Do you have all the things they need? Is your LinkedIn profile together? And finally, you can't do what everybody else is doing, right? So if everybody's doing this, you don't feel like everybody's on Clubhouse right now. I don't feel compelled to do it. I understand that people are telling me is this and that. Listen, I know where my people are right now. And there's some places I cannot be. If I just had surgery, my crew, my true T people, my VIPs show up for me regardless, whether I'm on Clubhouse or not. So if Clubhouse works, go do it. You just have to understand that I don't want you to busy yourself trying to be on every platform if it doesn't serve you. So learn that and remember, everything takes time. Just like my grandmother said, everything worth having takes time. The first time you get on Clubhouse to the last time you get on Clubhouse, it all takes time. You're building up your clientele. You're doing things. And remember, when things hit critical mass, it's no longer powerful anymore. So if you're going big on LinkedIn, keep crushing it. If you want to get business people, professional people to do LinkedIn, do your Facebook lives, you know, post things on Instagram, do your Twitter, whatever. My people are really on Facebook and LinkedIn. And that's not for everybody, but find out where your tribe is and really speak to what they need to hear. Thank you all so much for everything that you're doing. I love seeing you. Please come out to my May 22nd event. Dinette Little and I will make sure you have a great time. Love you all. Mwah! Where does the money reside? Where the money reside? Come back to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. I'm your host, Precious Williams. Bye now.